Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad you're able to join today. Today, we're going to continue talking about real estate. We're going to talk about real estate and how to find your why if you're interested in jumping into and delving into purchasing, acquiring, and getting real estate as an investment. So for anything that you set out to do, finding your why is critical and important to understanding and motivating you to push and move forward. But before that, let me recap our last week's episode. Last week, I talked about ways to find properties, property finder. And I'm just going to really recap the quote. The quote from last week, or the crystal from last week, was, "When one door closes, buy another one and open it yourself." So we talked about ways to find properties, real estate properties, and also, we talked about how if one door closes, you can buy it and open it yourself, but really take initiative and into your own hands for your future. So as we continue on today and talking about reimagining success for our life through real estate, I will share the crystal for today. Today's crystal is, don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. Now we'll talk further about why you would want to buy real estate and wait. But real estate appreciates. It appreciates and gains more value over time. So once you get your hands on some and you wait, it will appreciate so that you can increase your profits from it. So today we're going to talk about real estate and finding your why. Why do you want to purchase real estate if you're interested? And if you never considered it, or maybe you have your own home, but nothing beyond that as far as investments. This may give you some ideas on why and what you can do in real estate. So for me, when I started getting into real estate, I was interested in gaining financial freedom. I didn't want to have to work a 9-to-5 for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. I was fine with working one, you know, while I was and for the time that I needed to, but I didn't want that to be forever. I wanted to be able to retire comfortably and continue to have passive income coming in. And also, I wanted to be able to have the option to retire at an earlier than normal age. So those are some of the reasons why I was interested in getting real estate. So as you think about your why you might be interested in getting real estate, and of course, money. Having more money just in general is always a good reason. So that was another reason why I was interested in getting into real estate, increasing my financial wealth. But as you think about your why for why you might be interested in doing real estate investing or getting into real estate, I'm going to give you a few types of real estate deals that you can get into. As you think about why and if you are interested in real estate. And some of you on here may already have multiple properties, investment properties, your own home. And so as you continue to grow your business, here are some other types of deals that you can try out. So the first type of deal that I have, I'm going to talk about, is a residential deal, or residential real estate. So residential real estate, many people think of it as their own home that you live in. You may live in a home, a condo, or something like that. But something that you purchase to live in is considered residential, that someone's going to live in as their home. But you can also use it as an investment vehicle or investment property if you purchase homes for other people to live in that you rent out. So you could get a single family home, a duplex, which is two doors, a triplex or a quad, fourplex. You can do all those with a residential loan, which is really awesome. So the same residential loan that you can use to get a single family home, you can use to get up to 4 units. So just by buying one of those, you could possibly live in one and then rent out the other units. So residential is one way to get in and dip your toe in the water. Also, if you're just getting started. And in some ways, residential loans can be easier to qualify for. But honestly, one of the secrets is that sometimes commercial loans can be easier to qualify for than even residential loans. If you have all of your stuff together for the commercial loan. But residential loans are pretty much the standard ones that most people use when they're getting their own home. Or like I said, an investment property up to 4 units. So residential is the first type. The second type that you could get is commercial. You could get a commercial property. So it could be a building or like a strip mall or something like that, where businesses are the renters. So you're renting to businesses, not homeowners or people who are using that for their primary residence. And so the nice thing about commercial real estate is oftentimes the businesses sign longer leases. They can be anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 years leases. So you know you'll have this guaranteed money from that business for all of those years. And commercial real estate, you do have to get the commercial loan. So slightly different from a residential loan. And not going to delve into all of the differences of the different loan types today. But just keep in mind, for commercial properties, typically you get a commercial loan. And the nice thing about commercial properties, like I said, is usually the lease terms are longer. And commercial, you could even have like a mixed use building too, where the bottom could be commercial and then you could use the top for residential tenants. So there's also the option of doing some type of mixed use buildings in commercial as well. And commercial can range just like residential from something that's 100,000 to something that's 100 million. So the range of money involved really depends. So you can find something that fits your budget and what you can afford to buy. Now, the third type that I'm going to talk about is to buy a property, either commercial or residential, and hold it. So you'll buy it and you hold it as an investment for yourself, and you can either get a property manager to run it. So let's just say you bought a apartment building with maybe 10 units. You can have a property manager or somebody who's running it, and then you hold it and you collect the rents. So you're making money while you sleep for those people who are living there. And also you're providing a place for someone to live in your community. So that's definitely helping the community. So that's a buy and hold. You can hold it for as long as you live and pass it down to your children. So when you're holding it, you can hold it from now until as long as you live and beyond, if your children decide to keep it or unless they decide to sell it. And the good thing about buying and holding is that you just have that steady cash flow building up, and then you also have appreciation in the property. So you may have bought a property 10 years ago for $100,000. Now today it may be worth $500,000. So if it's appreciated by $400,000. So on top of the cash flow, which is the money that you are collecting from rents, on top of the cash flow that you're gaining, you're also gaining appreciation. The beauty of appreciation is at some point you can actually sell the building to cash out and get the money out. And then you can get something else, even bigger. You can use that money to help further your investment portfolio. So I really do like buy and hold. Just a nice stable way to have an investment property. Now the next type that I'll talk about is buy and flip. That's an option as well, where you buy a property, a distressed property typically. So distressed is one that needs some repair, needs some remodeling. So you buy a distressed property, and I will say you don't have to do a buy and flip with a distressed property. There are times where if you can get a great deal on a property, you can buy it for one price, not do much of anything to it, and then sell it for a higher price. And you can just hold it for, 6 months, year or less, and sell it, resell it. So typically, though, when people think of buy and flip, they think of buying a distressed property, remodeling it, fixing it up, making it look better. You may do something with the lawn outside, the facade of the property, and then also inside, kitchens and bathrooms, sell houses. So those would be two target areas that you could do a remodel to, or at least a sprucing up or a coat of paint. Depends widely on the type of property that you get. But once you do any type of renovations or remodel, then that's when you put it up on the market and you can flip it. They call it flipping it. When you put it back up on the market, sell it and sell it for a higher price than what you bought it for. So then you're making your money once you sell it. And then you'll have that money to put into another property and repeat. You can buy and flip again. So that's another type of real estate deal that you could do. Now, the fifth type that I want to talk about is a REIT, a real estate investment trust. So these here are when you can actually invest your money into real estate, but you're not actively buying it or doing the renovations if you're doing the buy and flip. But it's more of an investment vehicle that invests in real estate properties and real estate holdings. So if you're interested in getting into real estate, but you're not really interested in doing all the work associated with it, which is finding a property, purchasing it, fixing it up, repairs, maintenance, all that type of thing, the REIT or REIT is also an option, real estate investment trust, that you can look into to put your money in to help you gain a return on your money that you put into the REIT. So those are five types of ways you can get into real estate. Does one of those appeal to you? Think about it. And if it does, continue to think about your why. Are you trying to get financial freedom for yourself and your family? Are you wanting a steady passive income to supplement your income or supplement your retirement income if you're retired? These are all great reasons for why one would want to get into real estate. Real estate is a real wealth builder. And this is also why, on average, the average millionaire actually owns at least three pieces of real estate. And the three pieces of real estate is what is helping them build their wealth and get their become a millionaire status because of their real estate portfolio. So definitely real estate is a way to grow your wealth and grow wealth for generations. Now, to get back to the crystal of the day, don't wait to buy real estate, but buy real estate and wait. So real estate, once again, as I mentioned, it typically appreciates. That means it goes up in value. Gave the example earlier, somebody bought a property for $100,000 10 years ago. They hold it. They may rent it out, use it as an investment property, rent it out to tenants, and they keep it. Then 10 years later, they get it reappraised. Or even look at the comps, which is the comparable prices of similar situated buildings in their neighborhood. They look at the comparables, then they can see that their building has appreciated. In my example, I said it went from $100,000 to $500,000 in that 10 years. That happens all the time in real estate. That is not uncommon. Real estate appreciates. That's why people can gain wealth from it. So think about that when you are considering ways to reimagine success for your life and increase your wealth financially, but also increase your growth. And so real estate is one way that you can do this. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Once again, thank you for joining in today and talking to me about finding your why in real estate. And the five types that I went over were 1, residential, 2, commercial, 3, buy and hold, 4, buy and flip, and 5, a REIT, real estate investment trust. So consider trying one of these and we will continue talking. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.